Hey.
Hey. How long has it been?
I don't know. Years?
I'm kind of surprised you wanted to talk.
Me too.
So, what's going on? How are you?
You know, you never called me when you left for New York.
I didn't know you wanted me to.
Of course I wanted you to, Cass. You bailed.
I what?
You bailed and we never talked again.
Really? That's how you remember it?
Well, yeah. All of a sudden, my best friend is moving hundreds of miles away.
Britt, you stopped responding to stuff. I would text you or call you, and you would answer half the time, then 30% of the time, then 10%, so I stopped trying. You didn't care about what was going on in my life before I left for New York, so I didn't think you'd care about what happened once I got here.
I did care.
And why did you stop responding?
I don't know. I met Brian, I was taking a lot of classes, meeting new people, and I guess I got sidetracked.
Look, let's forget about it. You wanted to talk, and I miss you, so fuck it.
Fuck it!
What's the weather like there?
Hot, humid. I mean, you know Ohio in the summer. How is it in New York?
The same, honestly. I've been walking down 6th all day, sweating like crazy.
It's weird to think how much has changed since high school. It really hasn't been that long.
For me, I think it feels out of reach, like it existed in another time.
Probably because you got out.
Yeah. Are you happy you stayed?
I am. Are you happy you got out?
Yeah, I am. It's almost the anniversary of your mom's death, right?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I miss her.
I can only imagine.
I never really thought about losing people, and now I think about it all the time. How one day someone can be here and one day they aren't anymore. One second and everything changes.
It never goes back.
Never.
It's like you have all of this love for someone and it's theirs and then they aren't around to take it. So you just end up with extra love that can't really go anywhere.
That's what makes it so hard. It's like an extra puzzle piece that doesn't fit into the puzzle I'm putting together.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
I wish I could fix it.
You always want to fix everything.
Yeah.
Some things can't be fixed.
You taught me that.
Did I?
Yeah. Hey, Britt.
Hmm?
I love you.
I love you too.
Wait. So why did you call me? Was there a reason?
There was.
So spill.
Okay, I'm starting a cancer foundation.
Fuck. Britt, that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I got this molecular biology degree and I wanted to do something with it. Something to honor my mom.
How is it going?
Really well. Initial stages right now, but Brian is the only person who knows and I wanted to tell you before I told anybody else.
Really?
Yeah. You were the one who was there for me when she died. I mean, everyone was there in their own way, but it was your way that meant the most. It was sweet watching you work so hard to fix something completely unfixable. You never give up. Not for anyone.
What does Mimi think?
She cheers. She's in this phase right now where she likes to cheer for everything.
That's so cute.
Yeah, she's pretty fucking cute.
Do you remember when we made up that cheer in my basement senior year?
Oh my God. We recorded that, right?
Yeah, and we wore the same outfit.
That was so stupid. It was so bad.
What were we even cheering about?
I don't remember, but I know it was a joke about something.
Fuck. I wish I could remember. I wonder if I still have that video somewhere.
Bury it.
It was really bad.
Really bad. Cass, are you coming home for the alumni tournament this year?
Wasn't planning on it. I haven't been back in so long.
It's only 564.7 miles.
What?
I did a map search. It's 564.7 miles from the center of New York City to the center of New Wilton, Ohio.
I can't believe you did that.
I want you to come.
Okay. I will.
We're not going to take a vote. It's not an election. It's a murder.
We have to make a decision.
We're not going to vote. If we make a decision, it has to be because we know who it is. We can't just guess.
I think it was Luca.
Seriously, Matt? Are you still on that?
The phone thing was fucked up. You were the one who brought the sparklers, and you had the time when the lights went out.
Fuck you.
You know who hasn't been on the chopping block yet?
Who?
Cassie.
Fuck.
I didn't kill Britt.
So you say. And yet you're the one who wants to end the investigation. Before we've even begun talking about why you might have wanted her dead.
Because I don't think we can figure it out.
Says the person who always wants to fix everything? This is the one thing you don't want to fix?
It's not that.
You tried to shut this down a lot tonight, Cass.
It's a little suspicious.
I still think it was Luca.
You haven't been back to New Wilton in years.
Yeah, because I haven't wanted to come back. I'm building a life in New York. I don't really fit here.
Then why did you come back to the tournament?
She asked me to.
Britt?
Who do you think?
Don't be a smartass.
What? Are you going to hold me in contempt? You're not a judge.
Could have said the same thing a few minutes ago.
If Britt asked you to come back, why would you? I didn't think you guys were still talking.
You know what, Matt? It's really not any of your business, but she called me a few months ago and asked me to come to the tournament, and I said I would, so I did. Yeah, we didn't really talk after high school, but I never stopped caring about her. She wanted to talk to me, and I wanted to hear from her, so yeah, we talked, and I bought a plane ticket. 564.7 miles.
What?
Nothing.
What did you just say?
It's nothing.
So you come back, and maybe she isn't the way you remember her? Maybe she did something to piss you off? Showed her old popular asshole self and you decided to do something about it?
No, that didn't happen.
You pick up any street smarts in the city? Maybe something that made it easy to take her out?
Did you?
This isn't about me.
It could be. If it's the city that made me do it, then you did it too, city boy. Bury us together.
I'm not the one who hadn't talked to her in years.
She didn't mention to me that she called you. We've been playing poker every week. I think she would have said something.
It was a personal conversation. You don't always run around sharing those.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Can we please?
Don't even say call Lou.
End of the Cornfield stars Janet Admasu as Gia, Ashley Sharp Chestnut as Britt, Tony Mena as Luca, Abby Monin as Cassie, Sean Parikh as Matt, and Oliver Singer as Will. Directed by Trevor Algott. Series created by Abby Monin. Written by Spencer Chanel and Abby Monin. Produced by Blue Tuesday Productions with executive producer Abby Monin. Sound design, mix, master, and edit by Joseph Harris. Original score by Joseph Harris. Main title theme music by Andrew Scott Bell. Recorded at Pink Cloud Studios with audio engineer Gerardo Serrano. Diversity consultant Isaac Gomez. Location sound recordist and Foley work by Spencer Chanel, Chance McDuffie, and Logan Solana. Art by Amelia Weigel. Casting by Zelda Kimball and Abby Monin. Special thanks to Nala. If you like our show, hit follow and share with your friends. You can listen to End of the Cornfield on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or wherever you find your podcasts.